Well, today is March 19th, of course, the great feast day of St. Joseph, the solemnity of St. Joseph. In fact, this entire month is dedicated to St. Joseph, the month of March. And of course, every Wednesday throughout the year, we think about St. Joseph as well. Wednesday is his day. But of course, it is a solemnity today, so you'll notice that we said the Gloria today, and we'll be saying the Creed as well, which means it is a holy day. It's not a holy day of obligation, but it is a major feast day of solemnity, which means, of course, if you gave up ice cream or candy for Lent, you're allowed to have it today. But of course, if you gave up something like gossip or whatever, you're not allowed to do that. But if you gave up something good, you are certainly allowed to enjoy it today on this very special day. What I'd like to do is for a few moments just talk to you about the litany of St. Joseph. The litany of St. Joseph is so beautiful. There are many families that pray that litany together every single day. There's a great CD that came out within the last year by Dr. Mark Miravalli, who teaches at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And oftentimes we have it in the back of church or in the parish center. Hope you have a chance to listen to that. But it gives many practical suggestions of what families can do to have a deeper relationship with St. Joseph. See, we need to have a personal relationship with St. Joseph. He is our spiritual father. He is, of course, the foster father of the Son of God, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he is our spiritual father as well. So just as we have a personal relationship with Jesus, a personal relationship with the Blessed Mother, we need a personal, intimate relationship with St. Joseph. And one of the ways to do that is by praying the litany of St. Joseph on a regular basis. Dr. Miravalli prays it every night with his family. He has 8 children, and he asks St. Joseph to protect them and to watch over them. As you know, St. Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church. He's also the patron saint of every family, which is the domestic church, okay? So every family is the domestic church, and he is a patron saint of not only every family, but the entire church as well. And when we look at these beautiful litany of St. Joseph, we know that he is called the renowned offspring of King David. See, that's how Jesus was of the line of David, because St. Joseph, his foster father, was of the line of David. And to fulfill the prophecy, the Messiah, Jesus, had to be from the line of David, and that he received that by being the foster child of St. Joseph. Joseph is called the light of the patriarchs. He's the greatest of the patriarchs. He is the spouse of the Mother of God. Perhaps his second greatest title is spouse of the Mother of God. Imagine that. And if you get the Magnificat, there is just a beautiful quote in the Magnificat that said, Joseph looked on the Blessed Virgin Mary as the high priest looked on the Holy of Holies. Just think about that. Has the high priest looked with great reverence and respect and awe when he looked at gazed upon the Holy of Holies? So that's how Joseph beheld the Blessed Mother, with such great reverence and respect. And then, of course, he is called the foster father of the Son of God. Perhaps his greatest title, that God chose St. Joseph to be the foster father of the Son of God. And many of the saints say that, of course, Joseph was the father to Christ in every way except biologically. But in every other way, he was certainly his father, his teacher, his educator, the one who formed him and molded him. And that's why St. Joseph is called the reflection of God the Father. So he is then the chaste guardian of the Virgin. So he was young and strong, of course, probably older than the Blessed Mother, but he had to be strong to protect the Christ child from Herod's death squad. And he had to be young and strong to go into Egypt and protect Jesus and raise his family in Egypt and get a job there. And of course, he was a strong carpenter. We know that. You know, sometimes people think of St. Joseph as quite elderly because of some of the ancient writings, these non-inspired apocryphal writings. And One of them has Joseph, when he was betrothed to Mary, being 80 years old. Another has him being 112. Another one being him being 200 years old. I have a feeling King Herod would have caught up with them if Joseph was that old. So he was much younger than that. I think some of these early writings of the 200 and 300s tried to, in order to protect Mary's virginity, made him elderly. But of course, that was not the case in St. Joseph. He was chaste, he was pure, he was the guardian of the Virgin. And of course, his other titles, diligent protector of Christ. And since the Church is the mystical body of Christ, he's the protector of the Church and of families, the domestic Church. He's head of the Holy Family. It's interesting, when the angel spoke, he did not come to Jesus, the Son of God, incarnate wisdom. He did not come to Mary, the Immaculate Conception, the Seed of Wisdom. He came to Joseph. Even though in dignity he was far less than the Son of God or the Immaculate Conception, but he was the head of the Holy Family. So that's why the angel always spoke to Joseph and said, take him to Egypt or come back. So Joseph was the head of the Holy Family. He's called Joseph, most just, most chaste, most prudent, most strong, most obedient, most faithful. He's the mirror of patience, the lover of poverty, the model of artisans, who's patron saint of carpenters and craftsmen and laborers, the glory of home life, and also, of course, of selling houses too, right? And of course, now you have this sort of quasi-superstition of getting a little statue of St. Joseph, burying him a couple feet down facing west on a Wednesday, you know, all these different things. But of course, he is very good about helping to sell houses, but I don't think we have to suffocate the little guy. But it might be better to place his statue in the home and maybe in the mantle or in the kitchen or dining room and make a novena to St. Joseph for the selling of the house. So he's also, of course, the guardian of virgins, which is so important for fathers to protect the innocence of their children. He's the pillar of families, the solace of the wretched, the hope of the sick, the patron saint of the dying, because he died in the arms of Jesus and Mary. That's how people, we need to die a holy death, in the arms of Jesus and Mary, like St. Joseph. So pray for him, pray to him for a happy death. And lastly, he is the terror of demons and the protector of Holy Church. So what a great saint we honor today, the great St. Joseph. Let's develop a personal relationship with him. The whole month of March, let's think of him. I'd recommend every Wednesday, think of St. Joseph. Get a copy of that litany and pray it often, especially with your families.